What's up, everybody? Nate coming at you here. I'm going to try my hand at a little series recap. Chad is otherwise detained, so it's just me. And I've not hosted this thing very often before and will probably make several mistakes. And I apologize in advance. You're going to have to get over it. We're going to make this real quick. We'll go into more depth on the next podcast coming out Friday. So, apologies for, this being some quick hits, but let's get right into it. The Cardinals came into town this past weekend and took two out of three from our beloved Red Legs. Hey, the Reds did win one game, though. I think we're going to call this a series win. There was a series and there was a win, in fact. So, hey, we're just grasping for straws here in Reds land. Game one saw Hunter Green come out and get the loss. The Cardinals won 4-2. Hunter went 3 1/3, gave up 3 earned runs on 4 hits, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. Yeah, we'll talk a little more about this later. Game two's crap fest. Cardinals won 5-0. It was disgusting. Tyler Mahle had a loss, went 4 innings, 4 1/3 actually. Gave up 2 earned runs on 5 hits, 3 walks, 3 Ks. I really don't want to talk much more about that disgusting game. Game three is where the magic happened. The Reds won 4-1 over those dirty Cardinals. Christmas came early. Our boy Nickolodulo had the dub and got filthy with 5 2/3, a 1-run ball, 7 delicious strikeouts. And to top it off, make a good day better, Lucas Sims popped into the end, got us the save, and that makes all of us happy. So yeah, Cardinals take 2 out of 3, but there were some good, there were some bad, there's some other stuff. The good, Lodolo's first win. The dude just looked fantastic. He was peppering the top of the zone, keeping the cards off balance all day. You just love to see it and cannot wait for more. Some more good things. Tommy Pham, Nixon Zell, yeah, both picked up a couple hits on Sunday's win. Fingers crossed they're turning it around, particularly Nicky Boy, who, I don't know, I just care more about Nixon Zell than I do Tommy Pham. Joey Votto only had 2 hits in the series, but had a 3-walk game on Sunday. Classic Joseph Daniel Votto. If he's seeing the ball well, then I'm going to feel pretty good that the hits are going to start coming. Aquino did not play 2 of the 3 games. That belongs in the good column. And Lucas Sims is back, baby. I went ahead and sacrificed a couple chickens to Egli, the Greek goddess of radiant good health, to protect him. So we should be good there. But if you want to do your own little ritual sacrifice to keep him healthy and on the bump, I highly recommend. If there's gonna be good, there's got to be some bad. And my boy, the farm dog, Kyle Farmer, goes 0 for 10 on the series. Just a rough weekend for Kyle. He relinquishes his spot as my favorite Cincinnati Red of all time. I guess Adam Dunn says thank you for getting that spot back. Sorry, Kyle. Let's see here. Hunter Green's velocity was down. That was all the talk coming out of Friday's game. It's worth keeping an eye on, but I'm not going to overreact at this point. They're apparently skipping his next start, to which I say, good. Give him all the rest he wants or needs. And watching him and Nickolodulo pitch into September might be one of the few reasons to stay tuned in that late in the year. So if skipping an occasional start gets him to September, dope. Pitchers are going to have days where their velocity's down. It is worth keeping an eye on, but let's not go crazy just yet. One more bad thing. Let's just all agree not to use Jeff Hoffman in high leverage situations. Can we all agree on that? Does David Bell even listen to this podcast? What do I know? Let's see here. How many times have I said not so random thoughts? Let's see. Stud catcher, part-time male model, Tyler Stevenson, potentially not going to make it back when he's eligible to come off the IR or IL or DL, whatever it's called these days. I'm glad they're being cautious, but I would be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit nervous. So get well soon, Tyler Stevenson. We missed you. Luke Voit, the perpetrator of Tyler's ailment, is apparently not going to be playing in the Padres series, last I heard. So Tommy Pham won't be able to take a wiffle ball bat to his shins or whatever it was he planned on doing at the MMA gym. So sorry, guys. The Cincinnati Reds are 3-0 when Joey Votto makes it TikTok. So depending on which of Chad's kids, my delightful niece, nephew, are talking, that's either cringe or wholesome. My take? I don't think he's making these videos for anybody but himself. And as the legendary Sheryl Crow once said, if it makes you happy, then it can't be that bad. And what else we got? I don't know about y'all. I would love to hear some other people's takes on this, but I would love to see Alejo Lopez get more bats. We've seen the Reds run out these guys who just aren't good, and we know they're not good, day after day. I would love to see Alejo Lopez get on the field more. I just trust that he's going to put the bat on the ball. He's going to make contact. Yeah, he might make the occasional base running blunder, but I love watching him hustle for that extra base. If you're going to get better in a weird way, that's how you do it. So let's get him some more ABs. And the last random thought to the legend who hired a plane to fly over Great American Ballpark with a message to Phil, sir, ma'am, non-binary human, we salute you. That we cannot take credit for that, but we are thrilled about it. The fans are speaking. Series stud for this one, Nickel Dolo. Keep it up, big fella. Could not be more excited to watch you for years and years to come. That was awesome. Just loved it. Series dud has got to be my boy Kyle Farmer. Don't worry. We know better times are just around the corner. Your track record of sustained excellence on the baseball diamond is just too great, too long for me to be worried. So, yeah, that's about it. Up next, the Reds playing the Padres, or the Paters, as my cousin used to say. They're coming into Cincy for a three-game set. I think we're going to get the return of Jonathan India, so we're all pretty pumped about that. We're going to see Reaver San Martin, Vladimir Gutierrez, and Tyler Malley in this series. Unless my intel is wrong, which it usually is, so you know, take that with all the grains of salt. I'm kind of excited to see how many fans grace Bob and Phil with their presence for the series because, hey, where are you going to go? So, yeah, that's about it. Thanks for popping by for this super quick recap. And, yeah, man, until next time.